Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show?
Download the podcast now.
Hello, freaks. Thanks for joining us here on the pod. We hope that you'll share it, rate it, comment, reach out to Ramona Holloway on her socials, and Matt Harris, and Charlotte's Morning Mix.
What's real is
it's
time for your girl to push away from the table. This isn't even what I was planning on talking about today until today happened. So, this evening, I'm going to be at the Ivy. You remember when my mom was going to their memory wellness program because she had dementia. Thank you, Blue Dot Cares, for sponsoring the Radio 1 Striders in the ALZ Walk this weekend. But because I'm doing this event for their 16th birthday, I wanted to be dressed for the day. I didn't want to have to come in wearing one thing and then drive back to Gastonia and then drive to South Park. Just wanted to be done. So I laid out a dress.
Okay.
One of my favorite red dresses.
Nice.
To wear today. I tried it on, but I only tried it on looking at myself from the front.
All right, that seems to be not a problem.
Slipped it on.
That's normal.
Okay, it fits. Took it off. This morning when I put on that red dress and I looked at myself from the side, all I could see was a letter C. I was like, my stomach was doing some things in this dress that were just absolutely horrible.
Lady in red.
I couldn't be up in front of people looking like this. What is
Just don't go- turn to the side.
What do you mean don't turn to the side?
No profile.
And then you have that moment of thinking, and I don't know if, Liz, you have been here before, but you have that moment of wondering if you can hold your stomach in all day. Like, maybe if I
all
remember
day.
While I'm, like, walking around in the hallways or while I'm up at the podium, if I just remember to hold in my stomach the entire time, and then you realize I can't do that.
Why don't you do like they do on movies or TV shows when the actress is pregnant? Just carry things in front of your stomach. Carry books or something
like
that.
Oh, that's not going to be weird. That's not going to be weird at all. Hey, I'm holding these books here.
Yeah, books.
While I'm speaking.
Yeah, or a plant. Like you're holding a plant.
With
like,
I love Lucy.
I'm donating this plant.
I think Claire Huxtable had groceries for a
groceries.
Whole season.
Yeah.
Like that's not going to look suspicious at all.
These are the mums I'm donating. I'm going to hold them here.
The entire time.
While I'm talking. Maybe you just need a good poo-poo.
No, it's not that. I need to push away from the table, but I cannot resist people offering me delicious food. Like, if
wow,
I'm making some food choices on my own,
yeah,
I'm good. But the minute you offer me some free, delicious food...
Why? What's to stop you?
Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely
evil
nothing.
People.
Not willpower, that's for sure.
And nobody ever comes around with, man, I got some extra celery. Would you like it?
Okay, I can turn down Matt Harris's food.
No.
Because what Matt will do is Matt will eat on something. We know what I'm talking about. He'll eat it, not finish it, put it in the refrigerator in the studio, and then say, hey, I didn't finish my sandwich. Do you want it?
Why not? No, we're doing leftovers, man.
No, that's not leftovers. That's food you've eaten on.
I got an Uncrustable in a Hot Pocket. Can you turn those down?
Yeah, I said delicious.
In case you missed it, today is National Pumpkin Day.
It's National Pumpkin Day.
How do you celebrate?
What do you do?
I'll tell you what I don't do.
What we don't do.
We don't throw our pumpkins.
In observance of National Pumpkin Day,
we paint our toenails to look like pumpkins.
Pumpkins, huh?
Sounds like fun.
Great, let's do it.
Showtime.
Pumpkinhead is here, Ramona Holloway. It is the Morning Mix. I am Matt Harris. JD's out. Lonnie's in. Liz is here too.
And Lonnie has a pumpkin head too, by the way. He knows it. He knows it.
Come on.
You're a large head, aren't you, Lonnie?
Yeah. Something like that.
Pumpkin recognizes pumpkin. Game recognizes game.
Do you eat pumpkin? Do you like
I do.
Or is it too much like you're a cannibal?
I have never had pumpkin pie.
Never?
Never? Never in my life.
Oh my God, it's my favorite
pie. Is there
pie.
A reason because of that? Because it's too close to you or some relations?
Because after carving pumpkins as a kid and pulling that goop out, there's nothing about that goop that I want to eat. I served canned pumpkin to my dog. I was not going to eat that. Or wanted in a pie.
Really?
So But when you ask me, do I eat pumpkin? I do love pumpkin seeds.
You'll eat the
salty
seeds.
Ones or the pepitas. I love them, but I'm not going to eat. You know, you tell me you have a pumpkin stew or pumpkin soup, and I'm like, okay.
Really? I enjoy good pumpkin
spice. Also, no thank you.
No sacrilege
in
here, by
the way. You
could have
been Spice Girls. You would have been pumpkin spice in the Spice Girls.
pumpkin is invading pizza, and I am for it.
Ooh,
it is one of the trendiest
Come
toppings.
On, Liz.
It's a good squash
Liz,
pumpkin
Liz.
Topping.
That's
yeah.
trying too hard.
No, it's the trendy pizza takeover.
Really?
I am for it. You go to Inizio, you go to Indaco, you go any pizza baby.
For the past couple of times I've been in this studio, you guys have done some very bad things to pizza. Matt put candy corn on his pizza, and you're putting pumpkin on your pizza.
Yeah. I am.
By the way, food
crimes against pizza.
Yeah, that candy corn, that was just bad. That was a bad decision, but it was tasty. And it was cold pizza.
Listen, it was cold.
Yeah. I wouldn't order it or put it. It was just desperate
There's
times.
No place to order that from. What do you mean you didn't order it? We know that.
I didn't.
No one was like, where can I get that?
Right.
Where'd you
right.
order that from?
Made it
and
myself.
We knew that was your pizza. Own bad decision.
Yeah. You can use pumpkin as a cooking ingredient or as a decoration, but not both. Because pumpkin are a low acid vegetable, so once they're cut and sit at room temperature, nasty things form quickly on it. So you can't really do the jack-o'-lantern eat it thing.
Mm-hmm.
You do the seeds
mm-hmm.
if you want, but you can't just grab a handful of that muck. And
I know some people who do their own seeds. Like when they do the whole pumpkin carving thing, they separate
yeah.
the seeds and roast them.
And while they're doing it.
I would love to taste that, but I am not going to go through that trouble.
No, it doesn't seem like it's worth it. Your favorite is the Brox, right?
Of course.
Well, yeah.
Is there
an off-brand?
Yeah, sure.
Is there another one that tastes good? No.
They churn out about 30 million pounds of candy corn in the fall.
And don't forget, the best friend of the candy corn, the Brox Little Pumpkins.
I was just about to ask if you indulge.
That sounds awful.
No, they're great. They taste just like wax, but I love them.
It's like sugary orange wax, and it's wonderful.
They make enough candy corn to circle planet Earth 5 times.
Mm.
Originally, it was called chicken feed before it became candy corn.
Oh, thank God.
That would, good little marketing guy came in there like, what
and
are you doing?
I just got a shout out to my people who eat every morsel of candy corn in 3 tiny bites.
That's the weirdest thing ever. That candy corns are a handful at a time.
That's savage.
I am a savage. Thanks for hanging. Check out Ramona Holloway's social and Matt Harris, and we appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to Charlotte's best mix of the 90s, 2000s, and today on Mix 107.9 and always streaming live at mix1079.com.